The Bible says that when Moses died, that Joshua was then appointed the leader. And he said, now, Joshua, Moses led him across the desert. You get to lead him into the promised land. And he thinks, oh, great, I get the easy stuff. So he leads him into the promised land. And in the next few verses, it says, now there were giants in the land. In other words, there's this big tribe of, you know, he-men, you know, Hulk Hogan types. And they said, we got to battle these guys. Oh, great. Even in the promised land, there are problems.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue with this series called God's Dream for Your Life, we'll learn about the six distinct phases of faith that God takes us through as you pursue the dream He's placed in your heart. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource to help you recognize, understand, and cooperate with the surprisingly predictable patterns God uses to strengthen your faith, develop your character, and achieve the dream He's given you. It's called the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit. You can take a sneak peek at this six-session study by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How God Builds Your Faith.
Now, in phase three, you start asking the when question. When, Lord? When is this going to happen in my life? When are you going to answer my prayer? You say things like, when am I going to get married, Lord? When are we going to have kids? When are the kids going to leave home? And, you know, there's these when questions that are always a part of life. You know, we don't like to wait. Americans hate to wait. We don't like to wait in doctor's lines or traffic jams or restaurants or for Christmas presents or anything else. But the thing we hate worst of all is we hate waiting on God. Have you ever been in a hurry when God wasn't? Oh, that is irritating. You want to say, come on, God, get with it. Let's move. Let's get going here. I'm ready. And God said, great, you're ready. I'm not. Because I want to work on you before I work on the project. Every believer in history has had to go through, eventually, the University of Learning to Wait. Okay, that's ULTW. And some of you have not got your degree there yet. Noah. Do you know how long Noah waited from the time God gave him the dream of building the ark to the time he actually got to go on it? The Mediterranean cruise? Noah waited 120 years for it to rain. Now be honest, do you think you could have waited that long? Now obviously in those days they lived a lot longer. They didn't have all the pesticides and stuff like we do today. But he waited 120 years. 120 years. Abraham, God said, I'm going to make you the father of a great nation. And he didn't have a child till he was 99. He had to wait a while. God said to Moses, I'm going to make you the leader to lead your people out of freedom after 400 years of slavery. And then he makes him wait in the desert 40 years before it happens. 40 years he waited. Joseph spent years in prison before God raised him up and he became the ruler that God wanted him to be. God had David anointed as king, and then he had to run around, and he waited for years before he actually got to be king. So we go through these waiting periods. I mean, even Jesus. Jesus came to be the Messiah of the world, and he waits for 30 years in the carpenter shop. What was God doing? I don't know, but he was doing something. Now, why do we wait? Because it teaches us to trust in God. We learn that His timing is perfect. And one of the facts that we have to learn is that God says delays never destroy His purpose. You have to learn that a delay is not a denial. Have your kids learned the difference between no and not yet? Big difference. I tell my kids, not yet. That doesn't mean no, it means not yet. And many times God says to you, not yet, and you think He's saying no. A delay is not a denial. A delay never destroys God's purpose in your life. Now, the common reaction at this phase is doubt. We start doubting. We say, you know, well, maybe I missed God's vision. I mean, we waited 15 years as a church here at Saddleback before we started building a building. And I'm sure many of those times there have been people who doubted that we were ever going to have it. I have never doubted that we were going to get it. But there were people here who said, well, we're not ever going to get a building, and they left. But you didn't. You're still here. And God says, I honor your faith, and I honor your believing, and I'm going to use you. How do you handle the waiting rooms of life? That reveals your faith. Now, once you start moving into the delay period, then you come to phase four. First you get the dream, then you make the decision to go for it, then there's an inevitable delay, and then phase four is difficulty. Not only do you get to wait, you get to have problems while you wait.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. The second half of today's message is coming up.
Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Pastor Rick calls these steps the six phases of faith. Session titles include How God Builds Your Faith, God's Dream for Your Life, How to Make Wise Decisions, Delayed by Design, How to Deal with Difficulty, and From Dead End to Deliverance. When you give a financial gift to help support this ministry, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit, which includes one teaching DVD with six video lessons on it and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request the Everything is Possible with God study kit for yourself or a loved one. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
A delay is not a denial. A delay never destroys God's purpose in your life. Now, the common reaction at this phase is doubt. We start doubting. We say, maybe I missed God's vision. We waited 15 years as a church here at Saddleback before we started building a building. And I'm sure many of those times there have been people who doubted that we were ever going to have it. I have never doubted that we were going to get it. But there were people here who said, we're not ever going to get a building, and they left. But you didn't. You're still here. And God says, I honor your faith, and I honor your believing, and I'm going to use you. How do you handle the waiting rooms of life? That reveals your faith. Now, once you start moving into the delay period, then you come to phase four. First you get the dream, then you make the decision to go for it, then there's an inevitable delay, and then phase four is difficulty. Not only do you get to wait, you get to have problems while you wait. Say, oh boy, you'll have all kinds of problems. In fact, you'll have two primary kinds of problems. You'll have circumstances and you'll have critics. You can count on this. When God gives you a dream, there will be circumstances that come in your way, barriers, and you will have critics who say, you nut, what do you think you're doing? Go get a real job or, something like that. And they will say, you're crazy for trusting God. Now, Moses had difficulty. He led the children of Israel out of Egypt into the desert to the promised land, and they had one problem after another. First, there was no food. First, there was no water. Then there was no food. Then there were a bunch of complainers. Then there were poisonous snakes that bit a bunch of people, and on and on. They had one problem after another. They were doing what God wanted, but they still had problems. David was anointed king, and then for the next several years, he is hunted down by Saul, and he's having to hide in caves. Joseph is sold as a slave. He gets a dream of becoming a ruler. He's sold into slavery. He's falsely accused of rape. He's thrown into prison. He languishes there, and nobody knows he's there. Difficulties on top of delay. Can you imagine the difficulties Noah had? I mean, how would you like to build a floating zoo? Where do you put the termites? You know, very important questions. You know, do you need, you know, six pairs of aardvarks or, you know, what? And so you have all kinds of problems that come along. I remember the Bible says that when Moses died, that Joshua was then appointed the leader. And he said, now, Joshua, Moses led him across the desert. You get to lead him into the promised land. And he thinks, oh, great, I get the easy stuff. So he leads him into the promised land. And in the next few verses, it says, now there were giants in the land. In other words, there's this big tribe of, you know, he-men, you know, Hulk Hogan types. And they said, we got to battle these guys. Oh, great. Even in the promised land, there are problems because God's working on your faith. He's working on your character. Why does God allow this? 1 Peter, at present you may be temporarily harassed by all kinds of trials. This is no accident. It happens to prove your faith, which is infinitely more valuable than gold. Now circle the phrase, it proves your faith. That's why we're having. Now, which of these phases are you in so far? Maybe you've made the dream. You've gotten the dream from God. And then you've made the decision. And then you start having the delays. And then along comes the difficulties. Finally, the difficulties become so bad, you've come to your limit. You say, we've tried everything. We've exhausted all our options. This isn't going to happen. You come to phase five, and that's called dead end. Dead end. And some of you are there this morning. The situation deteriorates from difficult to impossible. Are any of you here this morning? You say, my marriage has gotten to an impossible impasse. My career has gone down the toilet. My life is falling apart. And some of you feel that way this morning, which means you're in phase five. You say, I'm backed into a corner. I'm at the end of my rope. I'm out of gas. My situation looks hopeless. There's no way out. There are no alternatives left. Now, if you were there at this stage this morning, congratulations, because you are in good company. In fact, even Paul went through dead ends. Notice this next verse. At that time, we were completely overwhelmed. The burden was more than we could bear. Ever felt that way? In fact, we told ourselves that, this was the end. Yet now we believe that we had this sense of impending disaster so that we might learn to trust, circle that, learn to trust not in ourselves, but in God who can raise the dead. Now listen, if God can raise dead people physically, he can raise people dead emotionally. He can raise a dead marriage. He can resurrect a dead career. He can resurrect a health problem and make it better. If God can raise the dead, he can do anything. But he says here, we're at a dead end, so we learn to trust in God. In Abraham's situation, God said, I want you to become the father of a nation. And then he waits till he's 99 years old to have the baby. Now, the Bible says it had gone from difficult to impossible. And so God says, you're going to have a baby. And Abraham's 99 years old, and he looks at his body and says, no way. No way. And then it says he looked at his wife and said, double no way. but Sarah got pregnant. I mean, they laughed about it. Sarah laughed and Abraham laughed. God laughed. I mean, it's this big joke, you know. This is funny. Here's this elderly couple having a baby. And in fact, when the baby was born, they named him Isaac, which means laughter. I mean, he's the joke. This kid's a joke, you know. And we know that when Sarah was told by God that she was going to have a baby at that age, she didn't believe him because she laughed. If she had believed him, no woman at that age would have laughed. She would have cried. So she, oh, yeah, me have a baby. Yeah, right. God often lets problems become impossibilities. You see, the disciples planned to follow Jesus, and they thought he'd be the Messiah. And then the next thing you know, he's hanging on the cross, and he died. Don't you think that was a dead end for the disciples? He said, wait, what happened? This guy's going to be the Savior of the world, the Messiah. We're going to rule. We're going to reign. This is going to be great. And now he's hanging on the cross and he's dead. What happened? For 3 days, they went through a real dead end. At this stage, you start asking, what's going on, God? Did I miss your will? Did I miss your plan? Have I missed God's vision? Is it really just something I thought up? The best example of this is when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt. They'd been slaves for 40 years. Finally, one day, Pharaoh, after 10 plagues, goes, "Get out of here, good riddance." So they take off. Well, one day later, Pharaoh changes his mind. He starts coming after them. And so Charlton Heston leads them up to the Red Sea. And they have, you've seen the movie, they have mountains on either side. There's the Red Sea in front of them, and there is the enemy nation in hot pursuit behind them, ready to kill them. Now, this is what I call God's cul-de-sac. Okay? There's no way they're going to get out. Ocean in front, mountains on either side, enemy coming in fast, hot pursuit behind. Now, I'm sure some of the people said, "Oh, Moses, what are you doing? Look what you did. We should have just stayed in Egypt. Better be to be a slave than get killed." Now, there's an important point here. Some people prefer bondage to risk. They'll put up with a bad situation that is not God's will rather than take a risk and trust God on some situation. The risk to be open, the risk to be free, the risk to confront a problem, and things like that. It's interesting that that little place where they were hemmed in was called Baal Zephon. You know what Baal Zephon means? It means God's hidden treasure. You see, they were exactly where God wanted them to be. And if you were in a dead end this morning, you are exactly where God wants you to be. God knows where you are. He's got your number. He knows every hair on your head. And he puts you in that dead end for a purpose. Would you write this down? Dead ends are part of God's plan for me. And you will have many of them in life. Dead ends are a part of God's plan for my life. You're just in phase 5. Now, what's the best response to a dead end? Psalm 27. Well, look at 1 Corinthians. He has delivered us and he will deliver us again. That's expectation. Psalm 27 says, "I am expecting the Lord to rescue me again, so that once again I will see the goodness, see his goodness to me." He says, expect. Circle that word, expect. Positive expectation that God will lead you to phase 6, which is deliverance. Deliverance. At the end of the dead end, God comes in and delivers. God does a miracle. God does a miracle, and in 1 Corinthians, I'm expecting the Lord to rescue me again. Now, this is what happens. In Moses' case, God splits the Red Sea. In Abraham's case, he miraculously, and Sarah miraculously, conceive a child. In Joseph's case, all of a sudden his dream comes true and he finds himself from being in prison in the dungeon to being the second in command in Egypt. And over, Jesus was resurrected. God loves to turn crucifixions into resurrections. He loves to turn dead ends into deliverance because then he gets the credit. He gets the glory. Now, the best response to a dead end is expect God to act. What are you expecting God to do in your life? He's doing what you expect him to do. Because the Bible says, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. And when you wait for deliverance, then God gets the credit. Now, Saddleback is a living example of these phases. We've been through these phases many, many times. This church was started in phase 1. It just started with a dream. God gave me a dream. Kay and I started the church. There wasn't anybody else. All we had was a dream. No members, no money, no building, nothing else, just a dream. And I got up the first service and said, "Someday we'll have 50 acres of land." And people are going, "Whoa, 50 acres in Orange County? Yeah, right, right." I said, "Why would you need 50 acres?" "Parking." You see, it was a big dream. It was something that I knew I could never fulfill on my own. That God was going to have to do it, or it was never going to get done. And so I knew the dream was from God. Then we moved into phase 2, decision. And many of you have been a part of that decision phase in this church, where we have invested ourselves. You've invested time. You've invested money. You've invested your talents and your resources and your giftedness and your energy. We've had delays. And I remember many times in those year after year of delay, when we didn't even have a piece of land that, to call our own. And every once in a while, somebody immature would come to me and say, well, you know, Rick, I think this just means it's God's will that we not have a building. I go, who are you kidding? You know, every family needs a home, but we're in a war. You don't think Satan's just going to lay down and let this church have everything it wants, do you? We're in a spiritual battle here. And so every ounce, every inch of ground has to be fought for. And there's a battle here. It just doesn't happen. And these delays are by design. They're building our character. And we're winning a battle. And then along we've had difficulties moving around 57 different locations that we've met in studies and weekly services and things like that. How about dead ends? Have we had those? Oh, sure. Sure, we invested a year and a half of time on a piece of property out in Santa Margarita, lost the escrow, and it was bought the next day by a shopping center. Then we had a possess our land offering where we went to the owner of the Borcher property, said, we're ready to buy it, and the owner says, I've raised the price $2 million. Then we finally bought a piece of property out in the canyon, and for 3 years we fought the county. But then we come to deliverance because we have not given up, and God has honored our faith.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like an audio copy of today's message or the entire series, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. There's also a ton of great resources, so visit PastorRick.com today. Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God study kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this 6-week session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that God says you get to choose how much He blesses your life? God says, you believe and I'll bless. Our part is to believe, His part is to bless. And the Bible says in Matthew 9:29, this is a direct quote from Jesus, according to your faith, it will be done to you. That's the key to starting the great adventure of following Jesus Christ in faith. So if faith is so important, how does God build your faith? Well, He starts with a dream. And then He uses a very predictable 6-step method, and He's used it throughout history to lead you to fulfilling that dream. And that process always results in building up your character and your faith in Him. And when you understand this process, then you can cooperate with it. Now, to help you understand the way that God builds your faith, I want to send you a study kit. It's called Everything is Possible with God. And it's a DVD and a study guide that will teach you how to cooperate with God's 6 phases of faith as He builds your character, deepens your faith, and enlarges your trust in Him. And I want to send this study to you, this kit, just as my thank you for your donation to Daily Hope. I just want to say again that it is your financial generosity that makes it possible for me to teach you and to teach other people all around the world. You know, this broadcast is going to places like refugee camps where they can't afford to pay for any broadcast at all. And when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping take the message of Christ to people who have no possible means of supporting it. So let me send this Everything is Possible with God study kit to you as just my way of sincerely saying to you, thank you. Thanks for listening today. I love you, I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. And I want you to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
When you give a gift to help support Daily Hope, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God study kit, which includes 1 teaching DVD and 1 study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with 2 R's in the middle .com. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.